Thank you for calling L on Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. This call is recorded for Black Insurance Purpose. I'm assisting you today.
Yes, I would like to file a claim for unemployment.
What can I be social security number?
587-198-001.
And your name, please.
Ma'am.
I have your name.
Have my bank.
I have your name.
Oh, Samuel Smith.
And your date of birth.
October 31st, 1969.
Okay, and your mother's maiden name?
Mary.
And you have a driver's license?
Yes.
What's that driver's license number?
Okay, it's hold on for a minute. It's 801-235-753.
Okay, and what state is that?
Mississippi.
Okay. Okay, so your PIN number is going to be 8001.
Let me see. Okay. So my PIN.
Yeah, 8001. So my PIN number.
All right, PIN.
Okay.
Number. It's 8001.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, and understanding English?
No.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
Yes. Hey, ma'am, on that driver's license number, I'm trying to see if I call it out right.
Okay.
It's 80123. 5753.
Yes.
Okay.
And did you file? Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
And have your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No, my name's still the same.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's a good phone number for you?
It was it was Buckhammer Lumber Company.
Your phone number?
0662-361-1035.
Let's see what's signing me up. Say your date of birth. 31 69. Okay, and what is your race?
54.
What is your race?
Oh, my race, black, African American.
And Hispanic or not Hispanic?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes.
And what's your address?
2758 Mississippi Highway 388, Brooksville, Mississippi 39739.
Okay, repeat that for me, please.
2758 Mississippi Highway 388.
388.
Brooksville, yeah, 388.
You said 388, right?
Yeah, 388.
Okay.
Number 3 and 88.
Okay.
Brooksville, Mississippi. 39739 zip code.
39739.
Yes.
Okay. And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes. Thank you.
And what was your occupation?
A millwright.
What was that?
A millwright.
And are you looking for work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, did you say a millwright?
Yeah, millwright.
Okay,
like
millwright.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, and are you looking for work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, God. About 35 to 40.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you would accept?
Between 22. 22 to 20. I mean, 22. I'm making 20, 22.
And are you a corporate? Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No. No.
And do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Ma'am.
Are you currently working?
Ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
I was receiving it from the Mississippi, but it's exhausted, so that's why I'm filing for Alabama now. I was filing for Mississippi for my Pico food.
Okay,
and,
so listen to,
I was
ask you about, was it, so were you receiving workers' compensation for a work-related injury?
Oh, no.
Okay, that was the question.
I just got unemployment from Mississippi.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st of 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No.
And did you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
No.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card would take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you. After you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The prepaid.
And what was the name of your employer?
It was Buckhanna Lama.
Okay. And what's that phone number?
It's 205-1779-7049.
And the city you worked in?
Ma'am?
Okay, that's too many numbers. Can I have that phone number again? That's too many numbers.
I said 205-779-7049.
Okay. And what city and state did you work in?
Alabama.
What city?
Aliceville, Alabama.
You said Aliceville?
Yes.
And what's your employment start date, the date you started?
I started there 1/10/2023.
And the last day you worked?
It was the third, 2024.
January 3rd, 2024 was the last day you worked?
Yes. The third, 2024.
And why are you no longer working?
Well, like I said, when they laid me off from Aliceville, then I filed for unemployment in Mississippi. Then they laid me file from Pico when I worked in there before I went to Buckhanna Lumber Company. And so my benefit ran out. So they told me, I could file for Alabama, because the Mississippi, it had ran out. They had a job that I applied for, I go to the interview, but they were like, okay, they know how to keep it on file. I show them my certification that I got, and I guess they're looking at my age. I don't know.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you are certifying your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings that you provide with the wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes.
so it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2016 Subaru Crosstrek, 2017 Polaris, 2018 Volkswagen, 2022 Jeep Compass, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I got a 20, the 22, you said the 22 Jeep Compass.
Okay. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Brian Foods, Pace Express.
Brian.
Brian Foods.
Yeah, Brian's
okay.
Food.
Based on your background, in what city is 1499 Zinnia Park? And that's Z-I-N-N-I-A. So is it Crystal Springs? Fulton?
Huh?
I'm going to read the question again. Based on your background, in what city is 1499 Zinnia Park? Is it in
Zinnia
Crystal
Park?
Yes. You never been associated with that address?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Crystal Springs was.
So did you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. And you certify under the penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
So the final question, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Yes.
The unemployment claim we just finished also vets you for work with the Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay. I'm already with Indeed. You know, Indeed, I got my resume set up with Indeed online.
Okay. So an information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Found this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in the claimants portal or by calling
1-800-752-1389.
And that's 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
And your weekly claim can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. Claims cannot be made on Saturday.
Okay.
And failure to file to complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. And whether filing online or by phone, you will need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions in your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet.
Yeah.
So exceptions to work search requirements are for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending direct approved training. A letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. And it's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at
1-800-361-4524.
Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. And you may not list the same employer more than once. So you must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to making list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. So this completes your claim today. Your confirmation ID number is
493-058-805.
And this is to verify that you did your claim today, okay? Okay, so anything else I can assist you with today?
Better be out now.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.